Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today, over the phone, we are joined by Wellington Elementary Principal Polly Vogranek. Principal Vogranek, always a pleasure to get you on. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Hey, thank you for having me.
You know, it's an exciting time of the school year, and it's crazy to think. End of the first quarter, right around the corner, coming up on October 13th. It feels just like yesterday we were starting this new school year.
Yeah, the first quarter has gone really quickly. I can't believe it's already the end of the quarter. We've just had a lot of activities and different things going on, and it's just flown by.
Yeah, you had a few school spirit days over the course of this first semester, but let's take a look at the academic side of things first. The first quarter is really a good time to gauge how those students are progressing for some of those upper grade students, or see what the baseline is for students who may be new to the school. Looking at it from the administrative perspective, how have you seen these students been performing academically?
You know what? Our students have been doing really, really well. We had all of our beginning of the year testing, and then from our beginning of the year testing, we've created some different groupings and things throughout the day that kids who are maybe struggling just a little bit or need some extra help, they get some interventions from their teachers and the paras that work in our school. And so it's been really nice to see the kids and them working and making progress. So, you know, at the beginning of the year, we do get a little bit of summer slide, and so kids kind of go back a little bit, but usually they catch up in the first 6 weeks. So it's nice to really see those kids out there working and reading with people. We have some grandmas that are coming. They're through AmeriCorps, and so we have two ladies that are coming to the school and working with our kids, so that's been a fun experience. They're our little grandmas, and they come and listen to the kids read, and the kids all want to go with them to read, so that's been kind of a nice thing to see as well.
You know, that's always exciting to see kids excited about reading. I know that's been a big push in across the Carbon School District over the last few years. Is that something you're still emphasizing this year, is reading?
You know what? Absolutely. We pick other goals too, but reading is the foundation for everything. And so we work with the kids. The teachers have set individual goals for their classrooms for first quarter, and so the kids get to come up and they bring a little sticker thing that says that they've passed off a goal, and there it goes into a drawing. So they've been goals like they've passed off so many sight words, or they were able to do this phonics skill, or kindergarten, theirs are know all their letters, so they get to come and try some, get a prize, and then after that, starting next week, they will have new goals for second quarter, so it's kind of nice to have targets along the way for the kids to get to their end of the year goals.
Yeah, it's always nice to set those goals for students because then they're always chasing something. I've loved that approach ever since I've started being able to do these interviews. Now, let's move from the academic side of things into some of the more fun activities happening at the elementary, because honestly, elementary is probably the best time in school to have a lot of fun, and Wellington Elementary, no exception. You guys have Red Ribbon Week coming up right around the corner. That's always a big hit among the kids.
Oh, it is. Our PTA does a great job. They set up the what dress-up days they're going to have, what activities. So all of the last week of October will be Red Ribbon Week, and we'll finish off the week that Friday with Halloween, with their costumes and costume parade and parties. And so it's kind of exciting to finish the week off and send them so that they can go do their Halloween, since Halloween's on Friday. So it's kind of nice for the kids, and we appreciate our PTA. Just a lot of great things that have become traditions and different things, so we are excited it's October.
Yeah, no, it's an exciting month of the school year. You get the transition from first to second quarter, and you have all these fun activities coming up. Another fun thing that I've noticed you guys do is each week you have a spirit day where the kids get to do something fun, like dress up like the future, things following that kind of pattern. It seems like a fun way to keep the kids engaged and excited to come to school.
It is. We, our student government, which their advisors are Mrs. Autumn and Mrs. Nelson, and they meet with our student government fifth graders, and they pick what the spirit days are going to be for the month. And so they try to tie them to, like, national days. And so today is Twin Day, National Twin Day. So I have a whole bunch of faculty and staff and students that are all dressed like each other. So it's kind of fun to see those activities. We've had Talk Like a Pirate Day where we had to dress up as pirates. So, they've come up with some great Spirit Fridays for us.
Now, you have a quarter behind you now of this new school year. What are you looking forward to most as you head into the second quarter and beyond?
Just to keep going forward. We have a goal to meet, and we are constantly re-looking at those goals and making sure that we're doing the right things and providing the right interventions for our kids to get where they need to be. So just trying to keep going before we get to December, where we're going to do our middle of year testing. So keep working and going and until we have to do that. So, and then we'll test again and see how much progress they've made.
Now, Principal Vogranek, unfortunately we are running out of time. Is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
No, just that Wellington's a great place to be, and we've got great kids, great teachers, and we just love it.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, our guest, Wellington Elementary, Polly Vogranek, and we were talking about what's happening over at Wellington Elementary for this week's school district update. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.